Hello, and welcome to the Orbit Reader 20 Getting Started in Orientation video. Today, I'm going to walk you through the first steps with your Orbit Reader 20 unit and how to find your way around the device. The Orbit Reader 20 is a portable, refreshable braille display that features 20 cells capable of displaying 6 or 8 dot braille code. The Orbit Reader 20 can also read the content of files, provide simple editing tools, and also connect to your PC or mobile device using a screen reader. So let's get started. Out of the box, you will receive the Orbit Reader 20 unit, an SD card already inserted into the device, a USB wall charger, a USB-A to micro-B USB cable, and an Orbit Reader 20 quick start guide. This is the standard operating orientation. On the front left of the device, you will find a few features. From left to right, we have the power button. This is how you power on and off your device. The SD card slot. This is how you load content onto your Orbit Reader. And the micro USB charging port. This is where you will plug in your micro USB charging cable to charge your device. Beneath the micro USB charging port, you will find one small bump, while beneath the SD card slot, you will find two small bumps. These are simply indicators to help with orientation. You will notice all of the different keys on the top face of the device. The top row of keys are called the dot keys. These are your input keys. From left to right, the keys are numbered in the following order. Dot 3, dot 2, dot 1, then a break, then dot 4, dot 5, and dot 6. Just below the top row of dot keys, you will find the navigation keys. The navigation keys are used to navigate through different menus. To go left, down, up, or right, simply press the key corresponding to that direction. To make a selection, press the center select key. Just below the navigation keys, you will find two more dot keys with a space key in the middle. From left to right, you have dot 7, the space key, and dot 8. The last two keys you will want to be aware of are the left and right panning keys. The left panning key is located to the left of the braille cells, and the right panning key is located to the right. While reading content, press the bottom of either pan key to scroll forward, and press the top of either pan key to scroll backward. Closest to you, you will find the 20 8-dot braille cells. This is where your content will be displayed. After every 5 cells, you will find a small tick mark above the display to help with orientation while using the device. On the back of the Orbit Reader 20, you will find the battery compartment cover. Should you need to remove the cover for any reason, remove the two screws located on the right side of the cover. Then lift the cover using the small indentation on the right side. To turn on the device, simply press and hold the power button for 2 seconds. Upon turning on the unit for the first time, the display will read gettingstarted.brf. This is the first file on the SD card. Every other time you turn on the device, the display will pick up right where you left off when you last powered down. Once you are done using the device and would like to power off, press and hold the power button for 2 seconds. To put the device in and out of sleep mode, tap the power button quickly. Sleep mode is an easy way to conserve battery without completely powering off the device. To charge your Orbit Reader 20, you will first connect the micro USB cable to the micro USB charging port. Ensure that this side of the cable with the two small bumps is facing down while inserting. Once the micro USB cable is connected, connect the other end of the cable to the USB wall charger. Now plug the charger into the wall and begin charging your device. When charging, the Orbit Reader will display charger connected, and when unplugged, it will display charger unplugged. It is recommended that the user charges their Orbit Reader 20 before their first use. This has been a quick introduction to using the Orbit Reader 20. I hope that you are now more familiar with the orientation and use of your device. For more information on how to use the Orbit Reader 20, please check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos. Thank you for watching, and I hope you have a great day.